Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
How's it going, guys? Everybody got their headphones on now? Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Your camera's not on.
What?
Your camera's not on.
My camera's not on? Oh, okay, fine. Allow me to turn on my camera.
What if you were just standing there with a Jason mask on?
Oh, wow, how come it didn't? Hold on a second. Hold on, it didn't work. Hold on. Stupid. We'll fix it in post.
Here's the problem I'm having.
Oh, there we go.
I want to make it everyone else's problem.
There we go. It's working.
It's the passwords. It's the internet passwords that you have to always have a password for everything. And then if the password hack that you've come up with for yourself doesn't work anymore, then you don't know your... I'm in this like password reset loop where I don't know if I've logged in using the Google account.
She's not really...
So I have to reset the Google password or...
Right now, but what she should be doing. Okay. Doing the show.
Anyway, so I can't sign into ChatGPT to make up rants.
Look at my Zoom. Look at my Zoom.
Oh, you're funny.
Check that out. Sunglasses on. You know why?
Why?
A, Kraken season's over, so I'm on a beach. On vacation just like them. Catching some rays. I need some sunnies. But also, the future is bright.
I like that.
Future is bright, so I had to put on some sunglasses because even though it's over, the future is bright. I like that they kind of disappear when I close my eyes. Look at that. Chris, what do you think of my Zoom filter?
Sorry, I just had to come back to it. You were blocked. There we go. Oh, what? Yes. Look at you.
What happens if I put on sunglasses with the sunglasses? Oh, that's kind of weird looking.
It's double.
All right, guys. Enough fun.
Double vacation.
Enough fun. It's time to get serious around here. Katie, do you want to put on a background at all, or do you want us to just look at your bathroom the whole time? Not that she's in the bathroom, but you can see into your bathroom. I mean, it's fine if that's how you want it.
I got that. How about that?
Yeah.
That's a nice background.
Yeah.
They're not a sponsor anymore, but that's fine.
Simply Seattle.
Yeah. Friend of the show.
You know what? I'll bet you our Take 12 promo code still works.
Oh, I bet it does.
It still works.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to take 12% off of anything at Simply Seattle, do it. Wouldn't it be awesome if just like thousands of people started using the promo code overnight and they were like, what the hell's going on? You guys should do that. That'd be cool.
Kraken stuff's probably on sale.
Oh, come on, man.
Jeez, Ryan.
Too soon, man.
Just saying.
Too soon, dude. Come on.
Stings.
We got to get
Stings.
Over it.
Come on, Ryan. It's a family show. You're not supposed to come on here and just make people upset. That's Chris's job.
Yeah, now I'm upset. How do I make other people upset when I'm upset? I'll figure it out.
Do you know what you could do? You could release the show.
Oh, that was the cold open.
We're always recording now.
Young fish. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
Whoa. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. Welcome to Release the Show. What's up? I'm Brett. Wow. He's Ryan. That's Chris. And producer Katie is laughing as usual. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hey, final episode for a while, so hasta la vista, baby. You don't have to put up with us for a little bit.
Wow.
You know,
saying goodbye already.
I was out and about recently. In our fair city, Bellevue, was that Bellevue? And a guy came up to me and said, hey, are you on that Release the Show? And I said, no, those guys are idiots.
That's the right answer.
Good answer.
Yeah. No, this is a true story. The guy was like,
safe
hey, are you on that thing? And I was like, yeah. And then he was like, that show's awesome. It's really funny. It's been great. I listened to the Seahawks one also. I said, oh, thanks, man. And then he goes, I have a problem, though. And I thought, oh, no.
Another one?
Oh, no, here comes one of the texters or something, or the emailers. He's going to be on my case. But, no, he goes, you gotta do shows in the off season. What am I going to do? You know? And I said, well, I don't know. I don't know you very well. I don't know what you're going to do. But I said we will never have shows in the off season. Do you know why, sir? And he said, why? And I said, because we leave you wanting more. That's why. And then he was like, yeah, that's true. Okay, cool. Respect. And then I was like, also, there's nothing to talk about. What do you want me to talk about? You want me to talk about the Stars versus the Knights? Hell no. I'm not talking about that. No. Right?
We got an extra month of shows this year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you guys are in agreement.
It'll be a short off season,
right, Chris? True. Right, Chris? We're not here for just talking during the summer about while the ponds are made of water. No.
I mean, I like hanging out with you guys.
Well, we can still hang out. We just don't need to do the show.
Oh, okay. We don't have to do any content or talk hockey.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well then, screw that guy.
Unless producer Katie's there, she's always making us work. That's why we don't invite her to the hangs anymore. She can't just hang. She always sits down like, all right, so what's the rundown this time?
Now she knows, though.
Anyway, everybody, Kraken season bittersweetly has come to an end, but that's okay. What a season
it
was. Their second season is in the books. And listen, guys, if Kraken history tells us anything, we're in for a sweet ride with this team because 50% of the time, we're having great seasons. So
stats don't
this
lie.
This is awesome. If we have a good season next year, then 2/3 of the time we're having a great season. And then and so on and so on. And I think honestly, you know, it's, all joking aside, the future is so bright for this team. How could we not be anything but overjoyed with what happened this Yay! Season? They far outperformed anything that I think anyone thought they'd do. They're still missing quote unquote star power. However, we can talk about that. They have a candidate for coach of the year. They got a 40 goal scorer in Woo! McCann. Woo! They got a kid named Cardi Woo! Who just won't stop. Looks like a surefire guy to make the roster next year. Pieces to build on. Somebody interrupt Woo! Me and start talking.
Rookie of the year.
Oh, go. Go. Keep going. Use your words.
Words. No, it's definitely looking up for the Kraken. And I think now we have a team that other free agents want to come and play.
Keep going with that. Why?
I got some notes.
Okay, go. Why?
Well, we first off, the first year we did the draft and you built the core, and we kind of thought that wasn't going to be the best way to go for the Kraken because of they don't have a star power. They don't have the one main guy,
the big name,
all that stuff.
They kind of built from the back forward,
right? Then we go into year two and we start adding pieces to that core. All of a sudden, now we have a couple more goal scorers. We got a couple guys that are actually going to perform. And year three, we're going to build on top of that. And now we have a goal. Those guys are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They got to 14 extra games in the postseason.
That's
pretty good.
Tons of experience.
And now that the whole team together has that taste of the Stanley Cup was just that close. And so, yes, everybody's been on different playoff teams before, but now as a group, they have that common goal where they want to go.
They were in it, man. They were totally in it. They were making waves. They were Scott Van Pelt, as we were talking about. Seattle in general is on the map as a hockey town. If it's not just a success for the team, but I think a success for the fan base as a group for this season. Moonshine Barbecue is getting shout-outs on ESPN.
Moonshine.
It was so cool, so cool. Chris, go talk. Tell me some stuff.
Well, I had a great idea. I figured out how I'm going to piss people off because I'm going to shit on everything that you guys have just said and mainly that Ryan has just said. Because what I also was realizing throughout this crazy, amazing, up and down, tense, exciting playoff 14-game run here is hockey is unpredictable.
Yeah.
And when you look at the fact that the Boston Bruins broke NHL records and scored 135 points and got bounced in the first round, I love and I wish I could have all this hope that you have. Oh my gosh, we're just going to build so many great things. But look at the Golden Knights who went all the way to the frickin' cup, to the finals, and then weren't very good the next year. Now they're back again. But you just never know. So while I'd like to build on this season, I don't know. We could win the cup next season, or we could score 30 points. 30 points.
Wait, what?
There you go.
Hold on. First of all, you cut out. But what I think you were saying is don't take this season for granted and that you're living in the moment and just enjoying it for what it was. And
do you think that's what I said?
Yeah, I think that's what you said. But also, can I also say for one second, if we're all not going to also take some pleasure in beating the city of Denver in round one after what we've been through in Seattle with the city of Denver this year. And by the way, it's all Seattle all the time when it comes to Denver versus Seattle. Woo! And the fact that they were the defending cup champions and all of the above and the way that they took it to the seven games, we were able to get it done. I mean, that was cool. And to have Russ in the building for that was just fun for me. And can I just say, and I'm no Lakers fan because I'm a Sonics fan, but right now we see, can we just get rid of the Nuggets over there and then just keep having Denver lose forever? Because I'm in love with that as a Seahawks fan. And every time they cut to Russ in the audience of the Nuggets games right now, I'm like, uh-oh. Careful.
Wow.
Don't do the Nuggets like that.
You'd rather have LA win.
Oh, yeah.
You'd rather have, they've won a gajillion titles
all
than
right.
Denver,
That's
all right. for this hatred of Russ.
It's, you know what? I forgot about Russ. And then the other night during one of the Nuggets Lakers game, they cut to him. And I was like, oh, I forgot. Down with the Nuggets. I found myself rooting for the Joker before that. And then after that, I was like, no, that's it. Gone. Done.
I just love last year. He's in our crowd wearing the Kraken jersey with the towel, and then he switches jerseys, does the same thing. Come on,
bro. He was at a Kraken game 4 days before the trade happened, wearing that jersey. Get out of here.
What is he not supposed to go to a game?
Ugh. And I was saying on one of the no.
Can't support his hometown.
Listen, hometown. Oh, you're lucky you're over Zoom today. Hometown.
Thanks. I got to deal with
hometown.
This now.
Hometown.
Yeah, get him riled up.
Whatever. Maybe this is misplaced anger at the Kraken being out. Maybe that's what you're hearing.
Can we pour a drink or something while we're doing this?
Yes.
Getting all hyped up.
Producer Katie, let's go. Get on it. Hey, everybody, check it out. Let's talk some end of the season superlatives. How about that? Right?
I love a superlative.
Season's in the bag. Let's flip open the Kraken yearbook for season two. Team MVP for the whole season. Should we just start right there, right on top, right with the big one? Or you want to think about it while we talk about some other ones?
I can do that.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, fine. We'll start somewhere else. You guys, everybody listening also, you guys put team MVP in the back of your mind. Who is your team MVP for the? And by the way, they could win multiple awards here, right? Not one per customer. Let's start here. Best new nickname from Release the Show for this season. Best nickname that Release the Show gave a player this season? Any new nicknames jump out at you? Anybody?
Mine from last week, Kangaroo is kind of my fave.
Kangaroo, okay. Yeah.
I like Kangaroo. Okay. Was that it?
I think that's the only new nickname. Yeah, also.
We might not have made any other than that one.
Too. That was it.
What? We talked about is Littlefinger still Littlefinger? Uh-huh. And decided yes, so.
Yes.
Wait, no.
So we renewed his nickname?
Yeah, okay. We doubled down on that one.
You guys.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. This guy's maybe my new favorite Kraken player.
Sure.
Dude's just a baller in a game with a puck. He's a pucker. He is a pucker, dude.
Is that a real thing?
Absolutely, it is now.
Ryan, I'm checking with you. Is that a real thing?
We just coined another nickname, the pucker.
He's a pucker.
Pucker up.
Dude, Cardi in the USA, man. Cardi in the USA. Love this kid. On
Cardi
fire.
In the SEA.
On
in
fire. SEA. Just coming for it. I love him. I love him already. I can't wait to see him on the squad opening day.
And we still get to watch him play. He's back down in Coachella with them right now.
Well, don't you? Well, in the playoffs. He's the only Kraken still in the playoffs. what do you think for him next year, though, Ryan, right? I mean, look, you could debate right now whether they really even should have brought McCann back at this point, honestly.
Sure.
And maybe we could even have that convo right now. But Cardi was hot in the playoffs. Hopefully he stays hot for Coachella Valley. But don't you think he's on the big squad next year right away?
Well, the fact that he was playing on the number one line right from the get-go.
Hello.
I mean, he didn't come in and, oh, we need a sub and we're going to put him in the third line or fourth line. No, he's playing right there with Beniers and Eberle. So, no, absolutely. He's still got to earn the right to make the team and everything. But
dude, he's producing in the playoffs, though.
What, he had three goals? I got the stats right here.
Yeah.
No, he's unreal.
How many did McCann have?
McCann, one goal, two assists.
In the whole playoffs or against
Dallas?
Yeah,
no, the whole playoffs.
Right, and I'm not knocking McCann. He was injured. But what I'm saying is he came back, and we didn't exactly win those games. And when he was out, the team was a little fired up. I don't know. I'm not questioning anything. Obviously, putting a 40-goal scorer back in the lineup is what you'd probably do. I'm just pointing those things out and saying I can't wait for Cardi's future on this team. That's all.
You're saying we lost because of McCann.
That's probably what I said, yeah.
Okay.
I'm blaming Jared.
Just to be
McCann.
Clear.
Hey, yeah, fine, whatever. Tweet it at him. Brent from Release the Show is blaming Jared McCann for the whole thing. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Psych.
Not on behalf of the show, but just Brett. Release the show, please.
Not. All right. Katie. We did nickname. Everybody got that one?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Next superlative.
How about this one? Favorite moment from this season in its entirety. Mm-hmm. You can include the playoffs, of course. And
you know, I think I got to go with Turbo blowing that kiss to the fans.
Yeah.
That after he scored, that was, I think that was my favorite moment.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ryan?
I'm going to go. I got two.
Okay.
No.
Oh,
here we go.
No.
Okay, well,
they
don't
walk to the podium on the Oscars and go, and the winner is, I got two. No, one.
They earned it. I think when we clinched the playoffs, it was a couple games before the end of the year. We clinched the playoff team getting into the playoffs, and you can just see everything is heading north. Everything is going good for the team and riding that into the playoffs. I just happened to be in the building for that, so it was extra special to be there while they're celebrating and doing all that. But I mean, that was such a fun game.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Those are great answers, and I'll say you stole mine. But I think it Ryan's might be got another it one. Might he be, could loan I'm you. Trying to. Oh man, I'm torn between two as well. But I have to play my own game. I won't even mention two. I got to pick one. I'm gonna go with winning Game Seven against the I mean that whole game. Mm. I mean just Game Seven. But like if you want to take a moment, like when the clock struck zero or whatever, winning Game Seven against the defending champs on their ice. I mean it's Denver. We just talked about that. Kevin from Denver, shout out. Anyway, loved it. Loved that moment. But Ryan, what was your honorable mention one?
Bowie coming down from the rafters.
the original Bowie backer. My second one was going to be the OT winner in playoffs. I mean, come on.
All right.
I like taking that goal from back the goat from the himself. Abs.
What's that?
I like taking the goal back from the abs.
Nice. It's kind of petty. I like it though. All
right. And then winning the game, right?
How about this? This is maybe not a superlative, but and we'll get back to team MVP, but and we could go around the room here. Let's say I found a magic genie inside the Stanley Cup, and it came out, and the genie was like, "I'll grant you." Well, I guess there's four of us here, so four wishes for your Kraken. Only Kraken wishes. So everybody gets one. And you can't ask for more Kraken wishes. That's a loophole like from way back. That's not allowed.
Dang it.
Not allowed. Who wants to go first? Who's going to step up to the genie?
This is very broad. Just any wish. Any wish whatsoever be Kraken, for your Kraken.
Kraken specific, but it's a wish, man. Yeah. It's a genie. You know how this works.
No. I've never
you
met
can't say lower beer prices at Climate Pledge either. Because that's
man.
About the arena.
You're taking away all the good answers.
Those beers are expensive. Man.
Let's see.
Come on, what do you wish
for? The arena had more seats?
No, that's a Climate Pledge thing.
Well,
but
it would make the fans louder and it would make the team.
Ryan?
Is this for next year or just wish in general?
I don't know.
I wasn't listening earlier.
Why is it so hard for you guys to wish to a genie, huh?
Wow.
Are you kidding me right now?
All right, I'll go.
All right, what do you got?
I want this team to stick.
You thought this was an easy one.
I want this team to stick together.
Uh-huh.
I don't want them to, half the guys on the team to lose. They're just kind of coming around where I think they're going to do something special. But I'd hate to see that happen in free agency and people start leaving. But I do think this is a destination now, so I think they're going to stay.
Well, the joke's on you. Now the genie just said, okay, poof, and now this team has to stay together for like 60 years. McCann's going to be out there with a walker.
Thanks
a lot, Ryan. Jeez.
At least he's getting ice time.
Way to ruin the team. I mean, it might work for the next 2 or 3 years, but they're going to get old, Ryan. Okay,
you guys each have, you guys each have a wish, so unwish that. So someone sacrifice.
All right, I wish to unwish Ryan's stupid wish. Just kidding. No, I get what you mean, man. I know. Ryan's a softie.
I'm trying to go from the heart here, guys.
He's an old softie. Chris, what do you got?
Straight to the heart.
What do you got?
Well, I would say that I wish that there's some sort of dispute that happens in Edmonton and McDavid forces his way out and the only place that he could ever see himself playing hockey again is in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And we can afford him. And with the team that Ryan said just stayed together.
Okay.
Minus maybe one roster spot for Connor and then we're good.
Okay, what if the genie said you have to sacrifice Cardi in the USA?
Oh, no.
I know.
I don't know genies very well. I didn't know they could do this and have a dialogue.
No, that's fine. No. So let's see. Poof, you get Connor McDavid, but he's also going to be on the team when he's 78 because of Ryan's dumb wish. So, Katie.
Still going to be better than half the league.
Katie, come on now. Your one Kraken wish. You can go outside the box, and it doesn't have to be like you can do anything you want,
except for all the things that we can't do.
What do you mean? There's no rules. It's a genie. You get 3 seconds. 3, 2.
That they all get a boat.
What? Well, all right.
They're that's in cool. Washington. Boats no, are that's fun. Cool. Right. Everybody should have a boat.
Ooh, every player gets a boat?
Yeah, sure.
You know,
coaching staff too?
Yeah, sure. Everybody on the
trainers?
Yeah, sure.
I'm gonna
equipment guy, sure.
I'm Stucky, you're getting a boat.
Everybody's getting
a
boat.
I am gonna speak for every single person who is screaming at their car's speaker system right now, or screaming into their AirPods, or wherever they listen to our silly voices. I'm gonna speak for all of them right now and set all of you straight and fix all of your wishes with
it?
One wish.
What is it? What Ready? Is it?
Oh, man.
For the Kraken to go undefeated next season and win the Stanley Cup, what's wrong with all you guys? Are you kidding me? You get one Kraken wish for next season and you don't just wish for them to win every single game? What is I'm wrong with you?
I'm an idiot.
You want Connor McDavid to be playing when he's 68? How about this? We just win everything next year.
Yeah.
It was a wish from a genie.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
You all
this
lose.
Is,
that's
the get right this answer. Is perfect time for a Bet Online ad right now.
Online. All right, give us one.
Bet Online, where the game starts.
And also what? EpicSeats.com, everybody. EpicSeats.com. Use our promo code from the Football Podcast, Take12, to take 12% off or get an extra $12 when you're selling seats. Chris, you got any numbers on the end of the season? Then we'll move on to the season GOAT.
Well, we have so much time. I better have some numbers because you guys barely did any live reads there. It was like, oh, go bet online and hi, yeah, Epic Seats.
Still counts.
Well, so I have five different stats.
EpicSeats.com.
See, now I like this. This is, you know, see, you guys are geniuses. Actually, I take that back. I only have two stats.
Bet online,
one
the game starts.
Is four, the number four. Because that is 4 months until training camp. And so already thinking about next year. One is the other one.
Lay
is,
some wagers down on next year. Go betonline.ag. Use promo code BELIEVE.
There you go. 32, which obviously is a very
That's
memorable
a
number.
Yeah.
For our team, was the number of tears that I cried after the buzzer sounded and we lost. And it was exact. And I was able to keep it exact to
Epic
32.
Epic Seats.
There was
That's
no
impressive.
Dribble out after that.
EpicSeats.com.
Those are the only stats I think that really, really matter at this point.
EpicSeats.com.
It was really sad, you guys. It was really sad. Nobody texted the group chain. Nobody. It was like a really sad, like, nope. We all just went.
Well,
aww.
You know, okay, so I'm not...
A big collective... Aww.
Yeah.
As our buddy Lofa says...
Chris pulled it together for us. He's the first one to text after the down. Thanks for pulling us up, buddy.
As our buddy Lofa says, he's not superstitious, but he's a little stitious, right? And when we won game... Whatever that was. What, game five? No.
Mm-hmm.
Six. Mm-hmm. Six. Because game six, I had to watch on delay. So I didn't tweet or anything, and I had to watch because I was avoiding my phone, and then I went home, and I watched it on delay, and it was going well, and I was like, okay, just... So I didn't do anything this game, and I also didn't even really get to watch the game live, so I was like, I have to do the same thing for game seven. Uh-huh. And then I did the same thing for game seven, but then obviously it didn't go so well, so it just felt like texting everyone was like, huh. Yeah, it was just a bummer.
Yeah, that didn't work for me either.
Yeah.
My rituals. My superstitions.
What did you do?
Well, whenever I got just geared up from head to toe, like I am right now, they played better and they won. If I was out doing something, if I wasn't able to catch all the game, if I wasn't prepared and ready with all the gear on, then they didn't do well. I was there for game seven. I was ready. I was geared up head to toe. And it's not to say they didn't do well. I mean, it was a close game, but still, yeah.
Glad you showed up.
Close game was 17 seconds left.
Yes, 17 seconds left.
It was respectable. I mean, you know, if they don't show you when those goals were scored, it looks a lot better. Ryan?
I was too sad to text.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, like, when you're watching it on Root, Sports on Fubo TV.
Yeah.
If you record it, it just stops at the end of the recording. So at, you know, whenever the game is supposed to end. So with 30 seconds left, the recording just stopped.
Oh.
And so because then I go back into it and there's like, I don't know, they scored. And then I shut it off. I didn't watch them do the handshake line, anything like that.
Yeah. I stay for the handshake line and then I turn it off.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be watching much more of the playoffs. I'm going to say that, but I probably will. But I don't really want to right now. Anybody else? Got a You're thirst still for hurting. Hockey right now or no?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'll start watching game four of the finals.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Whenever it's the final. If the start. So who are we rooting for? We can't root for Vegas. I can't root for Vegas.
Can't root for Florida.
No. Florida is our sworn enemy.
I mean, ever since episode one.
I could root for Vegas.
I don't know if people know this, but we chose an enemy on episode like one of this show, and we chose at random the Florida Panthers. So just it's never Panthers.
So they're going down
on this show. Yeah.
You can't root for Stars.
Well, but I know. Well, I know. Wait, the Hurricanes? Ugh.
It's wool. What a gross lineup. Gross.
You know who you could root for? Tough. I mean, he killed us, but like you could root for Pavelski. Super longtime vet, Captain America,
sure.
Captain of the Team USA. You root for him every time he's in the Olympics. He doesn't have one yet. He killed us, but he's kind of a goat. So like you could root for that.
Does it make you feel better if the team that beat you wins the cup?
Nah, see, I can't root for the team, but I could root for the guy.
I see what you're saying.
You know, as long as he retires right afterwards and then and announces that the Kraken was the hardest team he's ever had to play against.
Yeah, that would be.
That'd be cool.
Some people feel that way, though, right? They're like, it makes you feel better. Like, oh, well, we got beat by the champions. Like,
yeah.
They would have beat everybody else. So, like, it's fine. It's fine.
We got beat by the best. Yeah. I guess.
I don't know. That's tough. I think it'd have to be Dallas or Vegas, but it's hard for me to root for Vegas. So, Vegas. Maybe Pavelski. I don't know. Yeah,
I can't root for Vegas's cheesy gold uniforms. Gross. Season MVP. We've stalled long enough. Come on. Who wants to go first?
Well, Ryan went first last time and ruined it for everyone with his wish. So, God, this is tough. I think I have to go with... And Brett, I'm sorry because I feel like I'm going to steal yours because you have said this time and time again throughout this season of Release the Show is our guy Dan, you know, Mr. Eberle. Like, and I say that because I think he was just the most consistent from the start to finish in his contributions, in his goal scoring, even though he wasn't the leading goal scorer. I mean, he came through in the clutch for that overtime goal. In the playoffs, it was all Yanni. It was all Yanni for me in the playoffs. Like, he showed out. He was like, I'm going to lead this team to the promised land.
Well, he cut out.
Song, I got to go with Dan.
All right. But this is for the whole thing, though, including playoffs. So you're still with Dan.
Yep.
All right. Ryan?
Same thing. I was going to go with Dan, especially in the playoffs.
That's fine.
He was a different player in the playoffs, but he was that guy, that leader across the whole entire season, getting into the playoffs. He was out there in key moments. He was the guy that people are looking to. We got to go there, really.
All right. Katie?
Grubauer. It's an easy answer, though.
Yes. Well, now everybody's taking my stuff.
Kanga Gru?
I was going to say Grubauer once they said Dan as well, because even though he started off the season not so hot and everything, and we had the debate whether it should be Jones or him, and he was kind of struggling a bit and all of that. But down the stretch there, especially once Jones went out, I mean, he stepped up, and then in the playoffs, come on now, right? The series against the Avs, what he was doing against the Stars, save for the last two games, but I would say it's not exactly like it's his fault or anything. I think this team went as far as he took them, and it's hard to say overall MVP because of the beginning of the season, but I think Grubauer is a great choice by Katie there. Also because I was going to take it, so that's a smart. You're very smart. I think, you know, I'll just say Yanni just to give him the mention there. I would have gone Dan as well, just maybe because of the moments. But I think Yanni, I think the online community, Kraken Twitter, believe he will be the captain. I don't think you get much argument from anyone around here other than Dan with his name in there. But, you know, Yanni, just what a season he had. And just the fire the guy plays with, he's already a fan favorite and for obvious reasons. And probably, you know, him, Dan, McCann, Gru, I think those guys are your Seahawks, obviously. Your Kraken legends of the future there. right?
And that's your leadership group, too.
Yeah.
Those are all the guys that everyone looks to.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have been that far in the playoffs if it wasn't for Grubauer. Right. I mean, there was the last game, he's 3 or 4 point blank shots that he saved. And then another one, we kept on letting him have those shots, and eventually, you know, those are going to go in. But he kept us in there for that long.
Did you see Joey Decord saved like 117 shots the other day for, how many was it?
I think it was in the third overtime period. Yeah, so,
but it was like 50-something shots or something, wasn't it? So they're pretty deep at goaltender, actually, right? If Jones
absolutely.
We'll see what happens with Jones and all that. Yeah, great season, everyone. Great season here on Release the Show also, before we get out of here, right? Shout out to all of you guys who found us this season and started listening and subscribing and ranting in on the rant line. Maybe we'll take some screenshots of some rants and put them up on Instagram or Twitter and all the ones we couldn't get to this season and everything. But just awesome for you guys jumping on board. We couldn't do this without all of you guys listening, and truly appreciate your support. And then, and then from me, how about to all of you guys, Katie and Chris and Ryan, my three amigos on this show. Thank you to all you guys. You guys rocked it this season.
Appreciate that.
Oh,
see, from the heart. Right.
You want to say something nice, Ryan? Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying those from the heart.
No, I know. No, now you can go ahead, you big teddy bear. Go for it.
No, same idea. Thanks to everybody listening. The city got to experience, you know, what real hockey is. I'm excited for the future, and you know, this show is only getting better, so I'm excited for next year.
You playing any summer puck in those beer leagues?
Absolutely.
You're summer pucking it?
Summer puck.
Dude, if you start
a tournament
team,
next week.
See, ooh. If you ever start a summer team, you got to be the summer puckers.
Summer puckers.
Funny.
I like it.
You should start tweeting out tourney times and dates. People can come watch.
We'll do. As soon as I know the schedule, you guys will be the first to know.
Nice. Chris, what do you got to say to the people or anyone else before this season wraps up?
Well, I want to thank my mom for making me.
Yeah, shout out to, we haven't talked about Chris's mom a lot this season, but shout out to Chris's mom.
Wow, I was going to thank all of you
the
for
true MVP.
Not bringing her up this season very much. That was actually my next thank you.
Well, you told us not to before the season. You're like, I mean, that was like a note from Chris. Like, and guys, not all the stuff about my mom this season.
I wasn't really listening to all of your niceness. But has anyone thanked our guests? I mean, like, thanks to all our guests that we had on.
Yes.
You know, I can't name them all at this point, but or any of them.
Hockey Dave T, man.
Yeah, Hockey Dave T.
Jeff Baker, Murley from Spit and Chicklets.
Murley.
Yeah, he was a beauty.
Absolutely. How about Jamie from Snow King Ice Arenas?
Jamie Huskroff.
Yeah.
Take 12 with the music playing in the background.
We had actual NHLers on the show this season.
Oh, yeah. This is the Take 12 theme song, Brett.
Huh?
This is not the right theme song.
Yeah, it is. It's fine.
No, not at all.
It's a segue to next season.
We don't talk about other shows on other shows, though. So
no, this is fine.
Don't listen to our Seahawks podcast called Take 12.
Did I play the right theme song for
no,
the show?
No, that's what we're telling you.
No. The other one. Like,
oh, yeah. That one
show.
Was right, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Oh, you guys can
also check out Take 12.
Keep saying nice stuff.
Wait, I have Brett. You are a great host, Chris. You are still my favorite part of this show, and the missing link. It all comes together with you. And a special shout out to Sydney and Kent, who I met at the Queen Anne Beer Hall last time I was in town.
We're doing shout outs now.
Well, I just was saying like thank you to them. They invited me to
Did
go
you guys
watch
hear that transition?
The. Yeah, that
That's
was
pretty
good. They invited me to go watch the. Viewing party at the Climate Pledge Arena, and it was awesome.
Oh,
so,
nice!
They're awesome folks. Thanks
Game
to the Queen Anne Beer
viewing
Hall.
Party?
Five.
Thanks Cinco.
To the Queen Anne Beer Hall.
Oh yeah! Shout out to the hall.
Yeah.
The home of the Kraken and the home of RTS.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody down at the hall. We'll see them next season. Just like we'll see all of you next season. Well, before next season. We'll be back sometime in the offseason to tell you all the things you need to know about your Kraken. Brought to you by Seattle's Best Kraken Podcast.
Ain't got it.
See you.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.